And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Hey, great to be with you. This December, we've been celebrating some of the big Christmas standards. The 70th anniversary of Baby It's Cold Outside, the 75th birthday of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But even the new stuff is getting old. It was 20 years ago, this very Yuletide, that Mariah Carey unveiled the world's shortest Christmas list.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
That was a hit at Christmas 1994, and a much bigger hit in the two decades since. It's become part of the soundtrack to the American Christmas. For years now, the annual Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center in New York has opened with Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas Is You, although this year's performance wasn't quite up to snuff, according to the press. Quote, the 44-year-old missed a few key high notes, making it a rare misstep for the immensely talented vocalist, reported the Daily Mail in London. Mariah Carey slammed over NYC Christmas gig, according to CNN. Her performance was less than stellar, unquote. All I want for Christmas is auto-tune, tweeted one critic. I think Mariah Carey's voice just cracked the ice at Rockefeller Center, tweeted another. And some malicious fellow at NBC leaked the raw vocal feed, and it turned up on YouTube. But let's cut Mariah some slack. It's a two-octave song, as you'll hear when I hit the heights and plumb the depths with All I Want for Christmas Is You just a little later. So it's a tricky number. It's tricky. On the other hand, that's how Mariah Carey wrote it, and if it was going to cause her trouble, maybe she shouldn't have written it that way. But at any rate, one wobbly rendition isn't going to dent the popularity of the biggest addition to the seasonal songbook in decades. Two of the big Christmas standards, Winter Wonderland and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, were written in the 1930s, and practically everything else was written in the 1940s. Rudolph's Sleigh Ride, Let It Snow, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and of course, White Christmas. And nothing in the last half century came anywhere close to the universal success of those songs until Walter Afanasieff and Mariah Carey sat down and wrote,
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
How'd that happen? How'd it get so big? By the early 90s, Mariah Carey was a big star, and her husband and record company honcho, Tommy Mottola, decided that it was time to make her not just a pop singer, but an entertainer. And his strategy for that was a Christmas album. Today, everyone from Kelly Clarkson to, well, me, as a Christmas album, but it was a diminished genre back in the early 90s, and nobody bothered much with new Christmas songs unless you were able to attach Christmas to some pressing cause of the moment, starving Ethiopians, as Bob Geldof did in Feed the World, Do They Know It's Christmas, or the anti-war movement, as John Lennon did with Happy Christmas, War Is Over. But it wasn't like today, where every new singer on the block feels he has to do a Christmas album. It's just one of the things a big singer does, or even a small singer. Believe me. It was unusual in those days. But Mariah Carey liked the idea. Tommy Mottola wanted a mix of Christian carols, mid-20th century standards, and some new songs. Walter Afanasyev was Mariah Carey's co-writer and producer. I don't know much about him, but he has the distinction of being part of that illustrious pantheon that it has been invited to write a James Bond song. So he belongs to the same pantheon as John Barry and Don Black and Tim Rice and David Arnold and Paul McCartney and Marvin Hamlisch. Walter Afanasyev co-wrote the song that Gladys Knight sang at the front of License to Kill with Timothy Dalton. But at this point, in the early 90s, he was basically Mariah Carey's co-writer and producer. And as he saw it, there were three types of Christmas numbers. There were religious songs about the birth of Jesus, Your Silent Night, Your Hark the Herald Angels Sing. There were sad, homesick Christmas ballads, I'll Be Home for Christmas, that sort of thing. And then there were the fun, poppy, up-tempo things, of which the last guy to get any traction out of was Phil Spector with Sleigh Ride and Santa Claus Has Come to Town and the other stuff that the Crystals and Ronettes and whatnot did on the Phil Spector Christmas album. So Walter Afanasyev and Mariah Carey decided to write one of each kind of song. And as it was June, Mariah hung tinsel and Christmas lights around the room to get them in the mood. This was the religious number they wrote.
Today a child is born on earth. Today the glory of God shines everywhere for all of the world. Oh, Jesus, born on this day, He is our light and salvation. Oh,
Jesus, born on this day, by Walter Afanasyev and Mariah Carey. And this was the sad Christmas ballad they wrote. Christmas time can't get you off my mind. Irving Berlin wouldn't have rhymed that, but what does he know? So that left, after the religious song and the sad Christmas ballad, that left the up-tempo poppy song to write, which was supposed to be in the style of Phil Spector's early 60s sound. Walter Afanasyev said he came up with a basic chord structure and he started playing some boogie-woogie, some rock and roll, as Mariah Carey tried to feel her way to a vocal line over what he was doing. And she was going up and down all over the map. That sounds like someone doing voice scales, he said. Are you sure that's what you want? But she was sure. And after a bit more musical ping-pong, as he puts it, they had the tune. So he flew back to California. They were out at Mariah's pad in the Hamptons. He flew back to California, recorded it with a real band in a studio, and then decided he didn't like the band and he'd do the thing himself. So on the record, it's Mariah Carey singing, and everything else, the keyboards, the drums, triangle, cowbells, is Walter Afanasyev.
All the lights are shining so bright.
Yeah. Yeah, almost every songwriter dreams of getting a piece of the White Christmas, Santa, Frosty, Rudolph action, but Walter Afanasieff and Mariah Carey are the only ones from the last quarter century to have pulled it off. The song gets bigger every year. A decade ago in the movie Love Actually, the dramatic high point of the picture is an English schoolgirl's rendition of the song. 3 years ago, Mariah herself re-recorded it as a duet, bridging the generations with a guy who was born the year she wrote it, 1994, Justin Bieber. Mariah Carey and Justin Bieber really wasn't such a great idea, but that's not to say it can't make a good boy-girl duet. 3 years ago, when Jessica Martin and I made our Christmas album, Making Spirits Bright, I thought we ought to have something a bit more recent on there. I define recent, by the way, as anything after about 1957. And I remember that around the time we first did Marshmallow World a couple of years earlier, Jessica had done a Christmas concert with Kevin Amos, our musical director, at the piano, and this had been one of the songs they'd included. So I put it on the list, and then I went off and listened to a gazillion cover versions of All I Want for Christmas Is You, and every single one was exactly the same. They all started with that slow intro, and they all had the big high note, and then they had the fade. It was basically just 30,000 female vocalists fancying themselves as big Mariah Carey divas and doing the song exactly the same way every time. And I thought, if this is the big Christmas standard of our time, then somebody ought to do something a little different with it, the way they do with Rudolph, the way they do with Sleigh Ride, the way they do with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I like the idea of the slow intro, but I thought it would be fun to use a song from 40 years earlier by Bobby Troup, the composer of Get Your Kicks on Route 66. He wrote this seasonal song for his sultry wife, any time of the year really, Julie London.
I'd like you for Christmas, please make my wish come true, 'cause I'd trim trees and deck the hallways if I knew you'd be mine for always.
Which is kind of the same idea as All I Want for Christmas Is You, but just inverted. I'd Like You for Christmas by Bobby Troup. And toward the end of my rendition with Jessica, we even do it contrapuntally with a little bit of jiggery-pokery to make the two songs fit together. I was having so much fun shoehorning Bobby Troup into Mariah Carey that it was only when Kevin emailed the finished arrangement that I realized Walter Afanasieff was right. It is like scales. I called it a two-octave song a little earlier, but it's actually wider. I think it's slightly wider than that. Low G to high A, if my memory serves. Jessica and I usually like to rehearse with Kevin round a piano, but I was running a little late getting to London that week, so we didn't actually meet up until we got to the studio. And I'll never forget Jessica's reaction when she heard the band run down the instrumental in the middle, because Mariah Carey's record doesn't have an instrumental, and our version does. So we just sit back and let the band take a crack at it. And Jessica went, "Wow, this tune is great," and she's right. She's right. Mariah Carey's original will always be the gold standard. It's the one that sold that number to the planet, and has ensured that it's been part of Christmases around the world for the last couple of decades. But I'm fond of our little arrangement. So with a bit of help from Bobby Troup in the intro, here's Miss Jessica Martin and yours truly with our take on All I Want for Christmas Is You.
If I knew you'd be mine for always.
Mm-hmm.
list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear those funky reindeer click.
'Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight.
Happy till I see your smiling face.
I just want you for my own,
and all the love we've ever known.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. All the lights are shining so brightly everywhere.
Couple of idiots while the band fades away underneath us, is it?
Why? Do you want another high note?
Ah, forget it.
I'd like you for Christmas.
I don't want a lot
Make
for
my
Christmas.
Wish come true.
I won't even wish
I'd
for
I've trimmed
snow.
Trees and decked
I'm
the hallways.
Gonna keep
if
on
I knew
waiting.
You'd be mine
Underneath
for always.
The
now
I
won't
just
be blue
want
for Christmas. If old Saint Nick comes through.
I don't know whether it still is, but 3 years ago when we recorded that, that was the only version of All I Want for Christmas Is You with an ending rather than a fade. Miss Jessica Martin and me, with the band arranged and conducted by Kevin Amos, and All I Want for Christmas Is You, words and music by Mariah Carey and Walter Afanasieff, with a little bit of I'd Like You for Christmas, words and music by Bobby Troup. That song from 40 years earlier, and All I Want for Christmas Is You, celebrating its 20th anniversary. If you've seen that school nativity pageant scene in Love Actually, in the film, in which the little girl sings the song accompanied by her school teachers, well, my boys will be playing All I Want for Christmas Is You as part of the school band in their soi-disant holiday concert this Wednesday. They're doing it like all those other cover versions in the Mariah Carey style. And my youngest said to me after one rehearsal he wished they were doing my arrangement. I do too. I'd love to hear the school band take a crack at that instrumental with my kids walloping it out on their saxophones. But I'll bet the Mariah Carey version works out just grand for them too. It's a terrific song, and my boys can hardly inflict more damage on it than Justin Bieber did. Go get them, guys, and happy 20th anniversary to the most recent addition to the American Christmas Songbook. We'll see you next time.
Mark Stein's Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.